This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jazz pianist Ernest Turner's latest album is an ode to Black American music. My Americana came out earlier this month, features compositions by Stevie Wonder, Fats Waller, and other African American artists, and it's a tribute to the many ways jazz is reflected in America's musical culture. Ernest Turner is in the studio now to share some of that album. He is a pianist, composer, and educator. Also with him are Lance Scott on the bass and Jonathan Curry on the drums. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Tell us more about this album and kind of what went into the thinking.
So I guess coming up, especially in school learning jazz, you learn the Great American Songbook, Cole Porter, George Gershwin, and I love a lot of those tunes, but what I wanted to focus on with this record was, well, could I pay tribute to a lot of the music that I grew up listening to, you know, Stevie Wonder, Fats Waller, Duke Ellington, those kind of things. So, yeah. So it's definitely kind of like a tribute or ode to Black American music.
And it is interesting because a lot of those you mentioned, some of those names we identify with jazz, others pop music, and that tells you how many ways jazz has been influenced by and influences American culture writ large.
Right, right. So, yeah, I have a song, Precious Lord by Thomas Dorsey, you know, gospel music, you know, influenced jazz. So, yeah, it was definitely something where I want to encompass kind of all of Black American music on the record.
Can we get a sample now?
Sure.
Return of Thanos, Ernest Turner Trio, playing a song from the new album, My Americana. Ernest Turner on the piano, Jonathan Curry on the bass. Lance Scott is on the bass, and Jonathan Curry is on the drums. They were surprised to hear that they had switched instruments in our studio, thanks to me. You can see Ernest perform with Lenora Helm, the big band, on Tuesday, March 26th at the Hayti Heritage Center in Durham. We've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. Is it Thanos? With it, Thanos, Thanos?
How do they say it in the comments? Is it Thanos or Thanos?
Could be Thanos. Right. Okay. So anyway, and now that Thanos has returned and correctly pronounced, we can move on. This is an original composition for you.
It is.
Talk about composing. Does music When you compose and you start thinking musically, are you always thinking in a jazz idiom, or do you have to say, I'm doing a jazz number now?
Well, I guess it was easier for me having a record to do because I'm so nitpicky that composing is difficult. I've written hundreds of things and they're somewhere in the trash or like half written. And so, but I think having an idea of what I wanted the record to be kind of made it easier to write the song because this is actually something I think I just sat down and started playing it and it kind of wrote itself when I had an idea. Okay, I wanted to, because I knew I wanted something to open with. I wanted to be high energy and, you know, so, but no, composing is tough for me because it's, I end up getting in that mode of wondering, should this be a jazz piece or should I compose this with this kind of groove or should it be a certain style? And so I'll kind of get lost in all of that. So it made it easier to know, okay, I'm doing a jazz, I guess, quote unquote record.
Yeah, well, that and that does give you some rules. You got
right.
Some rules to write to.
A few. Yeah.
Quite a few. And it sounds great. So now, is that a lesson? Because you can, there's a couple of things that can be obstacles for composers, right? Any kind of a writer. One is just the canon, like as you say, if you're picky, I know what a good song is, or a writer might say, I know what a good book
right,
is, and I'm not
right.
going to write a bad one. And as Ibsen said, you got to write a bad play before you write
right.
a good play.
Right. It can be tough because you know what good music sounds like, but then you can get kind of stuck in your own head. You're like, well, will the public like this?
Yeah.
Will other musicians like it? And so I just got to the point where I was like, I like the song.
Good. Well, we do too, so it's a good thing you do. Spit
right,
it out.
Right.
When did you start playing piano?
According to my mother, at the age of three,
okay.
But I don't know if that's a
myth. You got to believe your mother,
right?
Oh, come on now.
She was a piano teacher. She said I would hop up on the piano after her students and kind of try and bang out whatever they were playing. But I think officially, what I remember, you know, kind of actual lessons was probably five or six, something like that.
And you stuck with it. Will you play another song for us?
Yeah. So let's do Deenda. Thank you.
The Ernest Turner Trio, a song called Deenda from their new album, My Americana. Ernest Turner is on the piano, and we've got some other players here as well. Jonathan Curry on the drums and Lance Scott on the bass. They are going to be playing with Lenora Helm Big Band on Tuesday, March 26th at the Hayti Heritage Center in Durham. And, of course, we've got the details at our website, stateofthings.org. You can hear them there, or if you bought John Legend's Christmas album, you can hear him there as well. You tell me about this. You fly to L.A. to play on with John Legend.
Right, the big time. So I guess they what they say about the music business and making connections is true. So a guy, a close friend of mine I went to college with, he moved out to L.A. He started working with Rafael Sadiq. John Legend contacts Rafael Sadiq about producing. They're putting the band together. And so that's kind of how I, you know, ended up on that. And so it's... It was great, but it's a much, much different experience, the way they have things set up, and, you know, you have to take breaks at a certain time, and everything's on schedule, so but it was a phenomenal experience.
I mean, that's big-time studio stuff, and L.A.'s lousy with pianists, so in other words, even if you got connections, and I'm John Legend, if L.A. had a public transportation system, there are people who can take a bus there and do the job, and you get the gig.
Yeah, so it's fortunate because... You know, it's like you said, anybody, they can kind of call anybody. So I felt very honored.
Well, talk about this situation. I'd love to hear just a couple of seconds more about a studio situation like that where everybody's pro. They've been doing, I guess you're playing with other studio musicians, right? So that's what they do for a living. Time is money.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's kind of refreshing because it kind of requires like a different set of skills. It's like, okay, come in, do the job, do it well, keep quiet, do what you need to do. Get your check, go home. You know, so it's almost machine like in the way in its efficiency. So
you know, that sounds great, especially if you're a professional. You want to come in, take a look at the charts, and get this
just do your job.
I know
home.
My job, and it's a beautiful thing. Is there any way in which some of the art or the luster gets lost in that?
Well, somebody told me when I was younger, probably college age, that never confuse work with your art. And so the way I've always looked at that is you'll have your things that is your art music, your concerts, your, you know, things you compose, and you'll have things that it's enjoyable because you're a musician, but it's you're required to do it, to play a role, to come in and do a job. But I think the enjoyment is there. And it also pays pretty well, so I mean that's pretty enjoyable.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And you got this new album out. Yeah.
I do, and I'm, you know, so that's art. That's the art part of it. So yeah, happy to have it.
Pretty good market here. How's it going? How's the jazz scene, would you say?
I've been in Durham, other than the time I spent in New Orleans college. It's growing, and I think that's great. It would always be nice to have more listening venues. Yeah. I mean, we have the Sharp 9, which is a great one, but that is a big difference I've noticed here in other places. They'll have, you know, like New Orleans had, you know, Snug Harbor, and you have the Jazz Playhouse and all these other different places where you can have like listening music. So, but other than that, I mean, people are working, so that's good.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that because you did go to school there and study jazz.
I did.
What's that environment like, studying jazz in a city like New Orleans?
Whatever music heaven was living in New Orleans. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, if you're not in a great city, you go to school and you learn at the school. Whereas I had a chance just to kind of, school was the pedagogical stuff, but I learned everything I know about, you know, coming up and the rhythm and everything just from the musicians in town in New Orleans.
You got to play out and play with some of the other musicians.
I was fortunate to play with Delphio Marsalis, Jason Marsalis, Adonis Rose, you know, Irvin May, a lot of people's, yeah.
And Branford is on your record? No, you've played with Branford as well?
I've had a chance since I've been back in Durham a couple of... coincidental performances with him. Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first, thank you. Ernest Turner is a pianist, composer, educator. He joined me in the studio with Lance Scott on the bass and Jonathan Curry on the drums. They are the Ernest Turner Trio. Going to be performing with the Lenora Helm Big Band on Tuesday, March 26th, the Hayti Heritage Center in Durham. Also performing with the Brian Horton Quartet on Saturday, March 30th at Sharp 9. That's a jazz club in Durham, and you can find out all of that at our website, stateofthings.org. By the way, next movie's on the radio. Marsha Gordon and Laura Boys want to hear about your favorite tearjerker. You can send us an email at sot@wnc.org or tweet us at #SOTMovie. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley's our technical director, Al Wodarski, helping out today. Special thanks to Lee Wilcher in Blue Ridge Public Radio for his help as well. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Ernest Turner Trio.